You know, I've really come to the place that we're so small before God. And what the Lord has put in my ears here lately, I feel like I need to be smaller than that. I can't even share probably with you what God's really been laying on my heart. But it's really, we need to realize that God wants us to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And those are very foreign to some ears. I know I've been around. I'm not trying to cause problems, but God keeps speaking to me by the Spirit of Heaven that everything's not really where it should be. That men have got very wise in their nomenclature. They have studied this Bible out real thoroughly, very well and very accurately. But I think where the problem is, I can't hardly say this, but pride has creeped in. Pride has come in. I'm not going to say all what I've, but I just to pray about it. But God always has a remnant. He always moves through His mighty Spirit. And I'm not saying that other people are wrong or whatever, but I believe that God wants to move through, because there's other people more qualified, but He wants to move through the Spirit of God. He wants to bring that holiness, that blessing, that strength upon us, that He would involve Himself in our being. He would be in our relationship. He would go with us, and we'd have the charisma of God everywhere we go. We'd be led by the Spirit of God. We would have the understanding from God. We would have the anointing from God. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and we would have the liberty. Hallelujah. Father, I just praise You this night. I thank You, Lord, for Thy wonderful power. And I'm sorry, Father, You put within me, I can only go one speed, and that's Your speed. And Father God, I want to walk as You'd want me to walk. I want to walk softly, but I know that You want me to speak out too. And Father, I pray, Lord God, that You anoint my words this night. Father, I realize that I am nothing. I'm a failure, but You're never failed. And Father God, I feel so incomplete here tonight, but I know that You're complete in all areas. And Father, I know that You can take which I am not to do something what I cannot never do to for Your glory. And Father, I just give You praise, glory, and honor that You're worthy. Lord, You're worthy. We praise You. We exalt You because You're real. And You're coming back through the clouds of glory very certain, suddenly. And You're coming for a people that's looking for You and for those who are full of the Holy Ghost. I really believe that because I believe it so strongly, we must be full of the Holy Ghost. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. And God blessed us and the early church when Jesus went out and came to His own. He started moving on the disciples in a very special way. He called them. He says, Peter, come thither. John, come. And they came. And they responded to the voice of Jesus. And all 12 of them, even Judas, responded to the voice from God. And it was like God Himself was there, but it was in the Son of God. It was in the Godhead, but God the Son was on earth at this time. And He was starting to bring a church to being. He was starting to bring something and it had never been birthed before. Jesus came as a man and He grew up as a young man. But this time He designated there was going to be 12 disciples. And they would be His followers. And He chose them as many different occupations. We find Matthew and we find Mark and Luke and John, Peter, the 12 that made up Jesus' companions. I like that word companion because they were part of Him. And they was going to learn because they was natural as we are. Hey, they was natural men. All they had was a Jewish law, and at that time they was pretty much in slavery, so probably the Jewish were not really strong either because of the conditions where they were. The Jewish church was not very strong. It had been eliminated almost totally, and the Romans was in there as the leaders of that country. So they was in time of too much of self there. And God, through the Spirit of God, was starting to move on His Son. And through that He came and He sent forth John. Oh, hallelujah. And prepare thee the way of the Lord. And He came and prepared the way of God that the God's Son could come and have that landing. You know, on a beach when you go into like Guadalcanal, those places, they had to take that beach. They had to get a landing. And Jesus had to perform the same thing. There was wicked spirits. There was problems every place that Jesus went. And Jesus was the answer.
But we started seeing the throngs of people because of the miracles that Jesus had. Throngs of people came, and they came because He had something to offer them. But when He started preaching, they started denying Him. They didn't want this message. Jesus said a man must examine his heart. Must ask, is it worth serving the Lord thy God? Jesus was saying, you cannot love mother, father, brother, sister, husband, and wife more than me. If you do, you're none of mine. And these were hard sayings. He said, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and few there be that find it. And He was preaching this with great power, with great anointing, and with great blessings from heaven. And we realized that that was the position that God had spoken to Jesus to do. Jesus was led truly by the Spirit from heaven. But it says on in the 8th chapter of Romans, and that the same Spirit that Jesus lifted up, Jesus, the same Spirit will lift us up this day. So Jesus only had these men for approximately about 3 years. 3.5 years, a very short period of time. Maybe 40 months, something like that. A very short space to do what they were doing. And they went out and had many miracles. Jesus, the first miracle, I believe, was that they went to this marriage supper. And Mary told, you know, they would run out of wine. And just says, go see Jesus. Whatever He tells you, He will do. He will bid you to do, and you do it. So Jesus says, well, He says, just go out, get some water. Fill those pots up. And they said, well, they've never seen wine like this, but, you know, we're going ahead because Mary said so. We're going to do it. And they filled the water pots up, and boy, that was the best wine there. And they says, why you always give out the good wine first? Why did you leave it to last? Jesus always was special every place He went. He was doing good. He was providing for the needs. He came and fed the multitude, the 5,000, those with a few pieces of bread, a couple of fishes. And He multiplied that. That's the will of God. God used Him to show the increase as we give unto God, that the multiplication, you give God yourself, that He can multiply it into a great blessing. We have not much to offer, but we can take that little kernel of grain that we are, and if we will die into God, God will bring us back 1,000-fold, maybe even greater than that, and maybe 1,000,000-fold. God is beyond, I believe it, greater is He that's within you, He is within the world. And so we see this philosophy was hitting the minds of these learned men. Some were learned, but some weren't very learned. Peter was had his own style, a little bit different. But Peter must have been a blessing to be around. Because the book of Peter, 1 and 2 Peter, tells a lot of wonderful truths that Peter was able to bring out because I believe he lived in those areas. He lived a very special life. And he could walk. He walked in the water. Oh, praise you, the Lord. I have the presence of God. Jesus says, come thither, Peter. And he gets before he knows it. He's walking the water. And he's walking. As long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he was walking. But when he took his eyes, and that's the way we are. When we ever take our eyes upon Jesus, we start falling back down. And then we have to say, Jesus, save me. And Jesus had so much compassion, so much blessing, that He had compassion even at that time. And He, as He led those ones that were full of wrong spirits, how He set them free. That one that was out and crying at tombs, he needed to be set free. The demonic one, oppressed by the powers of darkness. God, through Jesus Christ, set that man free, and he was no longer. He was insane. He had his right mind. He was in the right position. And these kind of multiplications happened all the time. Our precious Jesus was here. Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, what a wonder you are. Oh, glory to God. Jesus is real. He became that favorite of all favorites. He became that blessing for us, that peace. That waymaker, He was that sacrifice here tonight that we could have that atonement for sin, that we could be saved, that by our old man, our old character, could not bear the Word of God in it. That God had to transfer His only Son through His only Son as we give our hearts, that Jesus made us available to receive forgiveness. That we call upon Him, that He would put our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember no more. From that day on, we have a new, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Former things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. And this was being coming forth at a great rapid rate. That here, the Bible says he came to his own received him not, but to many received him, to them give power to become the sons of God. Jesus was seeing that the people were falling away. God was speaking to me today. He says, the farther Jesus went, the less followers he had. And the last, he even says, were you going to quit following me too? He said that to the disciples. Can you tarry for just a little bit? They was falling asleep. They had the wisdom of men. They had the charisma of men. Or men, what I'm saying, that desire that we just sort of cave in. They didn't have that determination yet at that time that they was going to follow Christ all the way. But at that time, it was a time when the disciples had to choose to grow up. They had been with Jesus. They had learned his words. And the Bible says in one place that all these words, all that Jesus, maybe from the time that he was born, but they couldn't be put in all the books that would go throughout the whole world, that Jesus did wonderful things. And you know, he could have came all quarters of the world. We don't know what Jesus started out with. We really don't know. We don't really know all what he, because the Bible says we don't. But we do have a pattern here that we're to go by. And this pattern is Jesus established the first church. And it wasn't complete till after he gave us life on that cruel cross. How that they came and said lies about our Jesus. And then they came and put him up that cruel cross. And he bare our sins. By his stripes we're healed. And they took those old cattails across his back. And how they brought blood. And how the meat just had he. They brought Jesus down to a place of open shame. They mutilated him. They put his body down to a place without any favor of man. They mutilated the Son of God. God could not even look no longer at Jesus, that sacrifice that Jesus was bared for my sins, your sins aside, that we could have salvation, that we could have eternal life. And Jesus said, but one of the things before this took place, he says, my disciples, I want you to know that I must go away. For if I go away, I will send the Comforter. And he shall reprove the world of sin, and he will lift up my name. But if I go not away, he cannot come. And I'm going to read Isaiah, the 10th chapter, 27th verse. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders, our shoulders, hallelujah. And the yoke shall be destroyed. How come is she cut the glory? The yoke shall be destroyed. He cut something because of the anointing. It's the anointing. Everybody's afraid of brother because of the anointing. The anointing is the part that God wants to bring in us. That it's God that speaks. He wants to have vessels that he can anoint them. Now we're going to go to 1 John. It says a little bit different. But God has a plan. And he is the man of the hour. Oh, hallelujah. Not President Bush is not the man of the hour. Anybody in this world is not the man of the hour. Jesus is the man of the hour. Jesus is getting ready to come back. And the same way that he left, he's coming back. And the eyes shall see him. The eyes shall say and see that beauty of Jesus is about to take place. And 1 John, the 2nd chapter, and the 27th verse, the glory, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. And listen what it says. And ye need not that any man teach you. People can't get that through their, this up here, whatever this is, this, what's here, the eyes in, you know, our, this upper structure. They can't get it through their being. But as the same anointing teaches you in all things, this is in the Word. It's in the Word. You can read it. And even as he hath taught you, ye abide in him. That's solid. That's solid, movable blessings of God. And it says, why they promised them liberty, they themselves are servants of corruption, for of whom a man is overcome, the same is brought into bondage. So if our lives are not where by Spirit of God, the value of God the Father, and we're not walking in the harmony of the Holy Ghost, we cannot promise any man any liberty because only God can give him that liberty. We're come up short. We come up invalid all the time. We're lacking. We need that input from heaven. We need the desires of heaven. We need to be willful to do God's work. To do His will. I'm a Sheila. Glory! God's here to bless you. And I cannot understand these people that do not want God to move. I cannot understand why they don't. I used to tell them in church years ago, why don't you want this word? Well, we got to keep everything in order. God spoke to me this day. He says what they want to do, they want Him to seal everything they're doing as okay. But they don't ask Him first. God is moving by His Spirit. And if God doesn't know more than the whole world all put together, I'll fall over. He knows more than Ichabod Crane. He knows more than anyone. God is real. He's faithful. And He wants to work in the hearts of His people. Is that too hard? It's not too hard for God. But I'm getting a little bit concerned too, because I believe that God is coming back through the clouds of glory. He's coming for a people that love Him, that praises Him, and thanks Him. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says the children of Israel could not enter into the promised land because they were not thankful and they had no faith. Faithless. Faithless people and weren't not thankful. Those two are the greatest problems we have. God has showed me other than the top one. Pride causes all those two. But pride comes down because pride wants, in a subconscious way, deny anything that can good for God. It'll cover it up. It'll make you say, well, you know, I'm giving my tithes. It'll do you any, but you don't have the love. You don't have the compassion. God sees when our love faileth. He sees when we don't have that tremendous output through the Spirit. He is glorious. He is wonderful. I love you out there. I wish there was more people. Glory to God, that God was real. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all desires. And I thank Him. I am the worst of all His people. God is real. Why God would choose me, I don't know. I'm sure that others could do a better job. But God told me, He says, I'm using you anyway. I said, well, I just thank you for a nobody. He says, that's okay. Just come up here and I'll use you. Just stand up here and let your mouth work. I didn't plan this service tonight. God's planning it. And this is too hard for our people to understand. They can understand this, and that God has spoken it through the Word all the way through. He said, that day you will not have to pray to speak as you are. It will be the Holy Ghost that comes upon you. Yes. But they can't remember those. Hookah. The glory of God is all over me here to touch you, to strengthen you, to employ His blessings upon you, that you might be alleviated by the powers of darkness that comes against you. And you'd have the glory of God upon you. You'd have that trustworthiness of God, that God trusts you. God needs to trust His people. But it's pretty hard to trust someone. God has shown me that someone had a big ranch. And you was a foreman on this ranch. And this foreman was employed by a millionaire, trillionaire. But the one stipulation that manager was to follow to detail what the owner wants. What would take place if that manager just did what he wanted to do? He said, I know more about this than you do. He didn't ask him who he knew more about it. He knew he wants to follow my ways. That's just a matter of opinion. And we might think we know more than God, but that's a matter of opinion. We might be wiser than Him. That's a matter of opinion. Because God sees all, is all, was all. He's before all. He knows all. He knew us before we was even born. He knew we was going to be here this night. He knew how far I was going to drive down to here. He knew how far you're going to be and what time we would be here. Hallelujah. I was sweeping up my leaves about a year or so ago, and I was having a hard time sweeping them up. And the Spirit of the Lord just says, put down this tarp down the ground. And this is, just to so help me, this is the truth. And then I laid that tarp down. The Spirit of the Lord says, stand back. And a puff of wind came up and put all those leaves on a tarp. And God spoke to me as clear as I hear. He said, I always thought about this years ago, that you'd be here this very moment. And that just touched me. Oh, hallelujah, Sister Ballard, that touched me. Because God knew where I was going to be. Hallelujah. He has great delight. He will never leave you. Oh, that thrills my soul. Hallelujah. He will not leave you. Unaccounted reason. As you would take a baby somewhere, God's going to take care of us. He's going to make sure we have a bottle of milk. He's going to make sure that we get our diapers changed. He's going to make sure that we do His will. That we would grow in the nature and admonition of His Son, Jesus. That we would take on the nature of God. The nature that God give us. Not His nature, but that's the nature for us in God. His nature is too strong for us right now. We would die. He had to give us a mixed down nature. Oh, hallelujah, that fits us. God is so beyond our imagination. The Bible says, but written, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has it in the heart of man, that things are prepared for them to love God, but God hath revealed them by the Spirit. Yea, the Spirit searches, yea, the deep things of God. Hallelujah. Where God's Spirit is, there is liberty. So Jesus was trying to get His disciples. They asked Jesus, says, what's your signs be when you come back? And He gives the 24th chapter of Matthew, and He gives and Luke, and He gives other places. But He says there's going to be a great falling away. There's going to be a lot of things that's going to come to pass. There's going to be heartaches, problems, great changes of weather. All these going to come into being. And also He says that His word would be preached throughout the whole earth. And then He's coming very soon. And right now, I heard this morning, and they're preaching even Japan. Japan has been one of the, probably the locked in area. When I was in Japan, there was not much but Buddhists there. But Jesus has opened up a way. His word has translated all over the world, but it's coming as soon. And He said, be prepared, because I'm coming through the clouds of glory. So He tells Peter, James, and John, He says, I want you to go after I'm gone. I want you to go and tarry till you be endued with power from on high. And this power was the infilling of God's Holy Spirit. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith the Spirit of God, that I shall pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. That's here in the last days. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. On my servants and my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days my Spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs in the earth, and beneath the blood, and the fire, and the vapor thereof, and the sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon shall be in the blood, to that notable day the Lord's coming. And it shall come to pass in that day that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. But we, as God's people, are going to be absent before a lot of this is determined, is finished. In Revelations, the 3rd chapter, I believe it says, the 10th verse, that He has a promise that we need to take and believe it. The 3rd chapter and 10th verse, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. Now, if we can say we've kept the word of patience, that we can, the only ones that can sign that know how we, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which is coming, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. All. But we're going to be exempt that God's taking forth, and that's why we have to get it right now. I'll tell you what, I don't want to get mixed up any place more until the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the answer. He is the way, and we cannot mix. We have people that are led by the Spirit of God, and that talks about in Timothy, it says, from those that have a form of godliness and deny the power from them, from such turn away. Turn away. We cannot be deceived, for God whatsoever man soweth actually also reap. We gotta be, keep it straight from heaven, and we need to have that right properties of God within us. That we'd have His character, that we'd have that love, that joy, that peace, that blessing. And we see how that Peter
and James and John, how that they was, day of Pentecost came, and Jesus had left them, and Jesus, as they seen Jesus go up, it says, like manner, as he goes up, in like manner, he will come back in the same way, and that is coming very soon. It's coming through the clouds of glory. Prepare ye. We need to lift up our heads. I will lift my eyes to the hills. Whence come my help? For my help comes from the Lord. I will not look for things that are seen that's on earth, but I'll look for the things which are not seen. But the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. We need to get on our heavenly bifocals. We need to get on our heavenly, that our lives will be lifted up in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We'd be more concerned on serving the Lord God than any other part about it, that our qualities would be above reproach, that we would live a holy, compatible one with another, that the joy of the Lord would be our strength. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. He will take our burdens. He will delight God when you give Him your cares. Be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, in the mighty hand of God, that He might exalt you in due time. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant. Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary of the devil going around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, who is this steadfast of faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished. And the brother is in the world. All people have problems, but we got one to go with us in the problem. Hallelujah! Glory! Amen. We have the problem solver in us. Greater is He that's within you. Oh, I never had so much fun in my life when God filled through me and set my feet to dancing, set my feet on fire. The church is going to stand me. Nobody can stand me, but God understood me. The joy of the Lord was my strength. They say it's impossible for you to have joy. No, it's not. If you walk with Jesus, walk with Jesus. Hallelujah. He's my sight. Oh, He is my waymaker. I was going to say my sight. He's beyond that. He is glorious. He's my brother. He's my Savior. He's my waymaker. He's my healer. He's my glory. He's my joy. With lasting joy. It says He will show us the path that leads to life. In His presence is fullness of joy. In His right hand, pleasures evermore. That's my God. He furnishes, fills with thrills, excites us. The joy of the Lord becomes our strength. He is the one, the way, the truth, and life. No one comes unto the Father but by Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We are like a little babies when we get under God's. No one else, one can please us. No one can have that pampering that Jesus gives us. Oh, call, He answers us. He don't leave you. Everybody else in the world really gives up on us. They don't really care. A lot of times, even Christians, they say they're Christians, but they don't really care. But Jesus cares. And He wants us to care because He lives within us. He wants us to take on that what Jesus, we become that representative of Jesus. That we become that servant. It says, not as men pleasers, but servants of Christ. Servants of Christ. Servants of Christ. To do the will of God from the heart. Doing the will of God from the heart. The glory of God. For I, the Lord thy God, am here this day in a very special way. I'm here even though thou art few. I see thy hearts, and I see thy desires. For I'm able to complete, even though we're one or two here. But if thou wilt seek me, thou shalt surely find me. And I shall be with thee through the times of discouragement. I say the enemy comes constantly to bring discouragement to thy heart. But I say, tell him to flee from you. Draw nigh unto me, and I say, if thou shalt tell him to flee from me, he hath to depart from you. For I say, greater is He that's within you, He that's in the world. Let not no longer thy heart be troubled, O one. Be not troubled, because I, the Lord thy God, have given thee greater power. Greater is He that's within you, He that's in the world. Let not your heart no longer be troubled, for I have not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah! God is greater. He's glorious for us. We need to have His attire upon us. We need to have the glory of God. We now have the understanding from heaven that we'd bind the things for God, that we'd be in that place that God can use us for His glory. The glory of God is here this night to bless us, to fill us, to excite us, that the joy of the Lord would be our strength, that we'd be fruitful, that we'd be complete in Him. Not has-beens,
But we have been with God. We've been with Jesus Christ. We're not has been, but we've been with Jesus. We've been with Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. Ye shall receive power. Ye shall receive witness. And I got so blessed the other day here in Carl Roberts because it blessed me, because that's the way that I learned very years ago. If you want to find the answer to Kukmashia, kind of pray in the Holy Ghost. And God will give you the answer. He will bless you when you don't know the end of the day. You don't know the end because you've already went through it and you need to know what's going to take place. He's the answer. Oh, hallelujah. When you hurt, He's the answer. The glory of the Lord, He instruments us with His blessings. He prescribes the right dosage for us. He prescribes the right blessing for us. He describes that special touch. There's nobody like the touch of God. Oh, hallelujah. You know, one day I didn't realize that how special that God was. I always had been thought, you know, God was a great high taskmaster off something. And this morning, the Lord spoke to my heart. He says, I've had a hard time waking up. The Spirit of God says, before this day is over, you'll be wide awake. By that day, I was way up in Beaver. You probably heard about it up there in the fire. And that out when I had to walk, there was about 5 miles, and I was ahead of everybody else, just praising God, having my hallelujah good time. God says, you're wide awake. I says, yes, I am. And I won't tell you the rest that He told me. But glory, we can have that blessed hope. That's that blessed hope. We have the hope in God. He is our hope. Hope is different than faith. Hope is in God. God has, in the glory of God, connects us with Him. We take on His lifeline. Our navel is actually is joined to Him. Our life is, our structure is in God. He is our carrier. He's our supporter. He is the way maker. And all these people that come to Brother and say, you know what? God cannot use you because you're a layman. Well, I got news for them. God called me anyway. They'd get with it. God wouldn't probably have to call layman. The glory of God is real. I feel His power. I feel the anointing. He is here tonight to bring it. You know, God's doing an old wore out body. That amazes me. The old body is getting tired. Body, I cough. And I said, Lord, just give me a little more of what you. I don't want you to do nothing miraculous. Just give me that strength to go on to the end. Hallelujah! Then I'll be excited. Hallelujah! If I don't get my words out the right way, Lord, I give me grace to be that one. Say, I tried anyway. I tried for God. I tried. And God says, you've won. Hallelujah! He's coming soon. He's coming through the clouds of glory. And my people are not ready. My people are not ready. My people are walking in pride. My pastors are in pride this day. And they will not take anything from anyone, only who they look to. And they're very careful who they look to, because they're very high. They're very mighty in their assemblies. But I see their thoughts, and I see their hearts, and I say, truly, it is pride. And I say, pride will cause those not only to lose their selves, but I say those that come to them for ministry will also lose out too, because that spirit is ruling in those ministries. I'm not here to condemn to view my people. I'm letting you know there is problems. That's why my people must come out. Look, my people must come out from among this world. They must be a separated people. They must walk by the Spirit. They must walk in heavenly places. They must be armed by heaven. They cannot take any armament from the enemy or the world of this life. I say men cannot give you armor. But I say the Lord thy God shall armor thee with the blessings from heaven. I will armor thee with my love. I will give you armor thee with loving kindness. With tender mercy, I will bless thee, and I shall encourage thee. And I say, for those that seek their own pathway, I say in the day they're living in, unless they change, possibility that they will not be at that latter day, when I shall come through the clouds of glory, and I call my beloved home. I say, look up, my beloved, for truly I loveth thee this night. What dost thou care if thou art only a few? What is thy care? because I speak of me, my ones. I say this man does not know anything, but I am using him for my glory, said the Spirit of God. And I hear, hey, he would, if it's not true, he would not be talking. I would drop him down in a moment. But I say, because it is I, the Lord thy God, am here to bless thee, to instruct thee, to incorporate in thee what he has, you can have also, said the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. For I'm not slack concerning my promises, but I'm long-suffering, that's word, not willing any should perish, but all should come to me, all ye that weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest in your soul. Be not weary in well-doing. But I say, I'm here this night to strengthen those ones that bring accusations against thee. Those will say serious wrong words. Do not let it offend thee. I say, the spirit they're speaking from is not from my spirit. And they would not do this if they was under my spirit. But I say there's a similar spirits in many of my places. And I say there's an affection of, the spirit of religion. The spirit of religion is very effective. But I say it's bringing infection to my beloved. It's bringing my beloved down. And I say, I'm not here to totally that thou would slander the enemies, but keep it to thyself, because I say that day is coming very soon, and thou must pray for those ones who find themselves bound by the problems. Does not my word say that day coming, and thou be caught up in the cares of this world? And I say my churches are caught up in the cares. They're caught up in great indebtedness. They're caught up in having to have numbers. They're caught up in having to supply the needs for a pastor. They've caught up and they've forgotten the Spirit of God. They've forgotten the Spirit of God and they are losing out. They've learned how to get people saved. They have learned how to get them down the altars. But I say they're without life. They're like dead men's bones. They've lost my spirit, saith the Spirit of God. And I bring hope to my beloved. I bring peace to my beloved. But where my spirit is, there is liberty, saith the Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I guess I'm a fanatic for God, but I love Him. I love Him. I thank Him for Him to take over me. It's very wonderful. Very pleasing. The Bible says that we might walk worthy in the Lord on all pleasing. Being fruitful in every good work. And increasing the knowledge of God. We never ending our search in this word. It's an impossibility. We keep on gleaning for this word. It becomes fuel for us. It becomes a life structure that we become into higher ground by reading this word, eating this word, becomes a lifestyle above the cares of this world. And we see a great line of approval with God's Spirit upon those that will study Him, that call upon Him, and allow the Spirit of God to move mightily. They receive the fringe benefits from heaven. He's there to strengthen us, to incorporate His blessings upon us. God is here to bless you, to strengthen you, to overtake you, to bring His healing to you, to bring that blessing of God. God has spoken a lot here tonight, and He wants to incorporate His handiwork upon you. That no longer you'll be trodden down the cares of this world. Lift your eyes to the hills. Make a joyful noise on the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence, sing and know that He is God. He's the one that made us. We're the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise. Hallelujah. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise. Hallelujah. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee while I live. You know, I used to have headaches. And one afternoon, I uncoupled the air hose. And when I had a couple of that air hose, it hit me on the nose. And I says, I rebuke you, headache. I rebuke you, Satan, and this headache in the name of Jesus. And that headache left, and I've never had another one since. God is in the appointment business. There's a point in time when God says, seek me, my beloved. And see, with this, we can't just come to God anytime. The Bible says we cannot come to even be saved unless the Spirit draws us. We're in a sort of an unhandy way unless we're right where we should be with God. Because we get out of step with God, God's steps are not our steps. He orders our steps, but we don't use our own steps. We have to match His steps. He gives us strength to do what the Father wants us to do. We don't do what we want to do. We do what the Father willeth. He wants to be a blessing, but everything that we do, we should bless God with every that I would love the Lord, that I would bless the Lord. Oh, that I have that peace, that blessing. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That we'd have that liberty, like Statue of Liberty is for the U.S., that we're sort of a free nation. But we need to be, as Christians, free in the Spirit. Free! Hallelujah! Not bondage, not detailed out, but the enemy has many things on us and brought us down to a place that we can no longer manipulate. I don't know if that's the right word, but we can no longer move. The Bible says, lay aside every weight and sin. That's so easy to say. Let's run that race with patience. Hallelujah! We need patience. I said that His divine power hath given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who has called us in the glory and virtue, who has given us great and precious promises that we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption into this world through lust. Give diligence, you might be found yourself in perfect peace with God. We need to give diligence, seeking God, that we stand in His favor. And the Bible says, knowing the time now is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us cast off all the works of darkness, and let us put on the whole armor of light. We have to do these. It's mandatory that we learn to do them. God gives us a strength, He gives us a mobility, He gives us all the desire, and He expects us to carry it out. Hallelujah. God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up wings of eagles, they shall run not be weary, they shall walk and not faint. And the Bible says, hast thou known, hast thou heard, the everlasting God, the creator of the earth, faineth not, neither does he grow weary. For there is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to faint, the youth shall faint and be weary, the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount up wings of eagles, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint. There's a power that God wants to put on our lives. When Jesus went and descended, he said, it's needful that I go away. For if I go away, I will send the Comforter. But when he's come, he will reprove the world of sin. And he will lift up that name. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Amen. He's there. He's not going to leave us. He's there to abide. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, it is he that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of the Father, and I will love him and will manifest ourselves to him. The Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, that three being. I just love these scriptures. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Hallelujah! We're not going to be, he can't bring up a bunch of trash. He won't do that. So if we inspire and read the Word, the Bible says, think of the things that are good, think of the things that are lovely, think of the things that are honest, think of the things that are just. If we think on the things of God, we're going to have our thought. It says, he will keep a perfect peace, his mind is stayed on thee, because we trust in thee. You know, that's the way I've tried it myself, and you might try this, but you might see how long it can keep your mind stayed on the Lord. Without reading something like that. It just gives you, it's an exercise that goes through. At one time, I used to really, but it seems like now I get things that happen. Gotta go answer the phone, things like that happen. But anyway, what I'm saying, as a practice, we practice to be holy. I believe that. When you drive your car, every time you drive, you should try to drive a little better than you did the same before. And everything you do in life, you try to get better at it. Not to just get by. And there's many people who want to get by, but that's what God has called. We need to achieve a special place with the Lord. Work out your salvation with fear and tremendous. For ye are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will dwell with them. I will walk with them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them, be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you. And I'll be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The renewing, that's what I wanted to get, the renewing of your mind. So as we read the Word of God, it renews our mind. As we pray, it renews our mind. As we pray in the Spirit, it gets rid of a lot of cobwebs, and it gives you a lot of clarity, and you don't know what's happening. And I think that's why God did it, because you're not learning, you're not doing it as a, where you think you know a lot, because the more you pray in the Spirit, you don't still know anymore, only through the Spirit. You don't learn, you can read scriptures and you'll learn. Pretty soon you'll learn to be able to speak that scripture just by being familiar. Those of you memorize, but anyway, that's when we do things repetitious for a while, it gets to be second nature. But these things we have to do, we have to seek God and do it because we love Him. We don't do it just to be seen, but we do it to be blessed by God. The Bible says we're not to pray to pray to be seen. And I guess that's what people think about me. The guy comes by because he prays too loud. He's trying to be seen, but I can't hardly pray unless I do. So that's why I pray by myself. We have, I guess, our own little niches and our own little spots. And so when I go to church, I just don't say nothing. I just very quietly, everybody says, well, he can't even pray. Well, you know, we have to fit in some places. And God wants us to fit in even though we're in the Spirit. And I don't know how long He lets us go certain places, but He does. But God is moving through the spirit realm. And I believe He's coming very soon. And I really don't know what took place here tonight, but I know God moved here tonight. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whosoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you the things to come. Another scripture. Says, he that believeth on me, me the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works shall he do, because I go to the Father. And whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. In the Son! Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through Him which loved us. It says, I'm persuaded neither life, nor death, nor angels, nor principality things come, neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature. Any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There's nothing that should be able to separate us from God. Get that down in deep. That it's part of you. He can't have it. The enemy can't have it. It's mine. It's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. That song. It's mine. It's mine. I want to hold on. It's mine. Jesus, keep me. Jesus is more powerful. So I call upon Him. And the Lord helps me retain it. The enemy can't snatch it from me. He comes to snatch from us. He comes to steal. He comes, and when we're in the middle of the morning, when we're not really wide awake, that's when He comes to deliberately take away from us. We have to practice to pray and seek God early in the morning because we're not able to cope with life itself because He comes and ministers His dealings with us through the middle of the night. Many times He hassles us through the middle of the night. And the enemy comes, and that's why God gives us a beloved sleep, but the enemy is allowed, like Job was allowed, God allowed the enemy to deal with Job, that God allows us to be tormented at times. He allows us to be deceived at times. We cannot take, but we have to believe that we're able to go through all things that God gives us. That we have the right stuff within us, that whatever comes your way, that you're going to still stand, and having done all to stand. Be strong in the Lord, the power of might, put you on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil, who wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And it says, having done all to stand, stand in the Lord with your feet out of the preparation of the gospel of peace, the helmet of salvation, which is the sword, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Pray in all preparation and the Spirit of God. We need to pray without ceasing. God uses that. And Jude, it says that language, Spirit of God is for our betterment. We need to have hope in the Lord. He's our hope. Hallelujah. He's our joy. I'm going to quit because the anointing's gone down. Father, I just praise you this night. I thank you, Lord, for thy goodness, for thy blessing. I thank you that you was here this night to bless these dear people. And I pray, Lord God, let them get something out of this service tonight because I did not know even what you're saying. But I believe that you've talked very special to these ones tonight. And I pray that you've encouraged them, Lord. I pray, Lord God, I want them to know that I have nothing to do with it. You're greater
I'm just a nobody. But Father God, I realize that you're somebody. And I pray, Lord God, I thank you, Lord, that you used me this night. And I give you praise and glory. And that's all it was. You just used me for your glory. And I pray that you bless these people. You know what they need here tonight. And you bless them in a mighty way. And we thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. I pray, Lord God, you give them, your beloved, a good sleep this night. And I pray that you bind the powers of darkness. They cannot come in their homes. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I come against all powers coming against through the night. I pray that you'd bless your people with a special anointing this night. Keep them, shelter them, protect them, guide them, direct them in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.